بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. الله تبارك وتعالى has made this world full of آيات, signs that allow a person who is looking to find his way. It is definitely a world of darkness, a world of attraction. It is a world where man has to fight every day against the feelings of his nafs, against the blowings of the devil. But Almighty Allah has created so many things that make dalalat, which indicate to the beauty, to the majesty, to the might, to the greatness of Almighty Allah, within man and outside of man. When we speak about the names of Almighty Allah, we are speaking about sifat, qualities. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that for Almighty Allah there are many, many qualities. In one narration, he spoke about 99. He then said, "Man ahsaha." One translation of ahsaha is whoever will memorize it. And we all have a hope that whoever memorizes the 99 names of Allah, just by memorizing it, dakhal al-jannah, he will find his entry into paradise. However, ahsaha doesn't only mean hafiza. It has a much greater meaning. Whoever encompasses, whoever understands, whoever recognizes. So the translation now will then be, and according to this will be a person's position in the high, high places of Jannah. That verily for Almighty Allah there are many qualities. Whoever will make an effort to understand these qualities, to understand it with the mind, and then to understand it with the heart, there will be no barrier between that individual and paradise. Explaining these signs, Almighty Allah speaks about in Quran, وَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. Almighty Allah says they have always been those people who Allah Tabarak Ta'ala blessed them with a certain knowledge of the Zat of Allah more than others. In the era of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was an individual known as Bal'am. He used to enjoy and say to the people, "I have been taught the great names of Allah. If I have to ask for something, it will be given immediately." For the people of this ummah, there are two groups. One is known as the Ummah of Dawah. They are the entire world who the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to reach. Some of them will accept it, some of them will reject it. Then there is a Ummah known as Ummate Ijaba, a nation that has heard and accepted the message. In this nation that has heard and accepted the message, then there are grades, levels. In those levels, there's a very small percentage that from day one, they are able to hear about the Zat of Allah. When they are born, Adhan is given in their ear. As they grow up, they are allowed to learn how to recite Quran. This is not everyone. Travel in the world and you will find majority don't know how to read Quran. If you go to Turkey today, in the month of Ramadan, before the Fajr Salah, about 1 hour, you will see people coming to the masjid. The Imam will take out his Quran and start reading. People behind will take out Qurans, some will take out phones. They will try to follow. You will ask those people after, that do you know what the Imam is reading, where he is reading? The individual will say, "I do not know how to read even one page of Quran. I never ever read in my life." The percentage of people who Allah Tabarakallah allowed them from day one to see, to understand, to recognize, to be able to enter into a madrasa, into a hifz class, to become hafiz of Quran. One level further we enjoy in this country, girls can become hafiza of Quran. To become alim, girls to become alimas of Quran. To have programs, different types of programs. That is a very small percentage in the world. Regarding those individuals, there are those also who after they get so much, because of looking at the inclinations and the attractions that are around, sometimes it happens that the one that grows up in the house of a Nabi wants to come out of the house. Where Ibrahim alayhi salam grew up in the house of Azar, Musa alayhi salam grew up in the house of Fir'aun, where the family of Fir'aun, Asiya, became the waliya of the era. On the other side, the wife of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, one wife of Nuh alayhi salam, they were happy to jump to the bottom of Jahannam. This first verse which we describe explaining now is regarding that if you find yourself, your family, your parents, your children, you have been allowed to enter in that very small percentage of those that have been introduced to Almighty Allah from a very young age. Your house got Quran, your house got kitabs, bayans are playing in your house. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا. Recite upon them the news of that individual, those individuals who we blessed them with the signs that showed them who we are. From a very young age they were able to read Quran. They studied the Sunnah. فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. But like how a snake now and then wants to come out from its old skin and he wants to try something new. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save us all. We have entered into that era where in the houses of Iman, people are happy to slide out of that skin. And they say, how will it look like if I'm wearing another skin? A girl who grows up with the niqab and burqa, she reaches an age in school where she says, I wonder how it will look if I walk around with a skirt. After getting the signs of Allah, he wanted to slide out of it, slip out of it. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan made him walk behind. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And there he started falling. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. Had we willed, we could have taken him very far with what we had given him. That individual who was made hafiz, that girl who was made hafiza of Quran, with their Quran, they were made alim and alima, they could have reached the highest places of Jannatul Firdaus. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. But the individual fell in love with the world. The individual wanted to stay longer in the world. The individual wanted to build up the world and build up one's image in the world. Now everything became, how many followers do I have? Everything became, am I being noticed? Everything became, how do others view me? Am I the prettiest of them all? Am I the smartest of them all? وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَى. And then the individual began following his desires. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ. He is nothing like but like a dog. إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكْهُ يَلْهَثْ. Whether you chase the dog away, you will find his tongue is always hanging out. You leave the dog, his tongue is hanging out. Meaning such an individual will remain thirsty. They will search for satiation, but satiation is not written in the things of this world. Almighty Allah says, this is the example of those people who saw our signs, كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. But they wanted to act blind to it. They knew the meaning of Quran. They understood the meaning of the Sunnah. Perhaps someone studied in the madrasa. Perhaps someone learned the meaning of Quran. Perhaps someone once upon a time taught in the madrasa. Perhaps the individual is still teaching in the madrasa. Allah save everyone. Almighty Allah says, it is not everyone that was given the sign that found Almighty Allah. There were those individuals who were given the sign and they fell from the top to the bottom. Deen became like them something boring. And the desire was, I wonder what it would look like on the other side. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, سَاءَ مَثَلَنِ الْقَوْمُ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. Indeed, very sad is the example of those people who became blind to our signs. They could not see the sifat, the qualities of Allah. Forget memorizing the 99 names. They could not even take to one name of Allah. وَأَنفُسَهُمْ كَانُوا يَظْلِمُونَ. They oppressed themselves. They could not see the power of Allah, the might of Allah, the majesty of Allah. مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِي. Almighty Allah says, who Allah wishes to guide, only he or she will find guidance. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ. And the one who Allah does not want, that he or she finds the path. فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. And that individual will find nothing but loss and destruction. That was the introduction to what is known as the 99 names of Almighty Allah. Thereafter, Almighty Allah says now what the world is. First, the introduction was that don't ever think if you know a little of Allah today, it is a guarantee you landing up in paradise. The introduction was there were those people who we had given them a lot of knowledge regarding us. But because their eye fell on the things of this world, they lost it all. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Indeed, we had created for the fire of Jahannam. When we will hear this verse, everyone within the heart make a cry to Allah, that I must not be of this creation. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Indeed, we have created for the fire of Jahannam a huge amount of men and jinn. Indeed, we have created for the fire of Jahannam a huge amount of men and jinn. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They will have hearts, they will have minds, but they will be unable to understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. We have blessed them with eyes, but they can see everything around them except what they're supposed to see. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. For them they are ears, but they are able to hear everything except what they're supposed to hear. The individual should think, I should think, we all should think, that the eye that today is seeing so well, how much of Quran is it seeing? And how much of things besides Quran? The ear which could have heard so well, how much of the adhan does it hear? 5 times a day adhan takes place. On one of those adhans have I given an answer? If there's any gossip, if there's any chat, if there's any beep on the phone, how, when I'm almost asleep, 99% falling asleep, one beep wakes me up. One beep. But how is it that when the Fajr Adhan and the alarm clock at the time of Fajr is going so loud, then the individual says, I never heard. Is it that I also have an ear that listens to what is wrong? When backbiting is taking place, my ear becomes the longest. When good is being said, I don't want to hear. أُولَٰئِكَ كَلَنْعَامِ. Almighty Allah says, they are those people in this world that although they look like human, but they are like animal. The example of animals, those that have seen qurbani, those that have seen how sheep and goats behave, those that have gone hunting and understands how the animal behaves. That sheep understands that who was here yesterday is no longer slaughtered. But when the time comes for the sheep to eat, they all run. When it starts eating, it forgets about everything. The sheep forgets that just yesterday your friend was eating next to you. When the farmer comes in to catch the sheep, if the sheep had thought about I need to escape, it could easily have escaped. But the only thing the sheep is able to do, the goat, is where everyone else is running, I will go in the same direction. We have entered a world today where they call it peer pressure, where they call it advertisements, where they call it attraction. However they show the house, the individual says, my house has to be like that. Whatever shoe comes in the market, no matter what the value of the shoe is, but because it is regarded as this is the shoe, then for me to get the shoe becomes the beginning and end all of my life. It is not for the comfort, it's for the price. It is not for my feet to feel happy and comfortable, it's to make my friends burn, that I got it before you. The shoe doesn't go on the foot, it goes on the heart. The love of the shoe enters so deep in the heart, that if somehow the husband has to say, I tried to order it, but they never deliver. For a shoe, a whole house breaks up. Ulaika kal an'am. Their nature becomes that of animals. Knowing that just yesterday somebody else was slaughtered, when the animal sees grass, he forgets everything. In the world of hunting, the buck, the deer, if you have to drive in the park, you will see how cautious they look. They hardly want to eat, they're looking more up, they're listening, they're paying attention. They're giving such a show about how cautious I am in my every step. But then the mating season comes. And when two bucks start fighting for the female, when giraffes start fighting for the female, then they forget the fear of the enemy. They forget there could be a lion nearby. They forget that just yesterday you and the other giraffe were running together away from the lion. When hasad and jealousy sets in, then man becomes like the animal. When the individual forgets the sifat, the names of Allah. And in a great poet of Islam said, he said, oh jealous person, I'm amazed at you. With who are you angry? Are you angry with the one who has given or the one who is being given? He says, the one you jealous with, that person is only receiving. The one that is giving is the Zat of Allah. He says, are you burning regarding the decision of Allah? Jealousy enters the heart of one who has become blind to the sifat of Allah. Pride enters in the heart of one who cannot see the Zat of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innama ana qasim. Wallahu mu'ti. That I am nothing but a distributor. Allah is the one giving. Allah blesses someone with wealth, he is now spending left, right and center. Allah blesses someone with knowledge, they are now teaching day and night. Allah blesses someone with some talent, they are exhibiting and showing their talent to others. In the world of school and university, at the end of the year, they say, let us show appreciation. In an Islamic world, the appreciation will be done by saying, MashaAllah, by saying, SubhanAllah, by saying, make dua to Allah, by saying, give out some sadaqah, by saying, let's have a dawat and show appreciation to the Zat of Allah, by saying, let's keep a roza and thank Allah. In the world of the devil, when an individual reaches any grade, then the first thing that happens is put up your hands. If a trophy has to be given, it is put high. Pictures are taken. The trophy is put on the shelf. The picture is put behind. In the world of Islam is when greatness is attained, and the individual says, innama ana qasim. that I am nothing but a mere distributor, my Allah is the one that's giving. As long as Allah continues giving, I will continue giving. When Allah starts giving, I will not be able to give 1 cent. Jealousy does not enter the one who sees Allah. Pride does not enter the one who recognizes Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed by a sahabi. He was hitting his slave. From behind he said to him, that remember how much of qudrat power you have today on your slave. Allah is much more powerful over you. Who saw the zat of Allah in his qudrat, that sahabi was not going to turn around and start making excuses. He was not going to get angry. Soon as he heard of the greatness of Allah, he stopped. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I free the slave for the pleasure of Allah. That individual who sees the power of Allah, that individual will never think of oppressing. That individual who understands the justice of Allah, that individual will never be ready to break the heart of somebody else. The one who sees that Allah is the maker and the breaker, hearts of men are in the hands of Allah, that individual will never ever look or hear about somebody else having problems in life, in dunya or in akhirah. He will never hear of someone in their family, the wife cheated on the husband, husband cheated on the wife, the daughter ran away, the son fell in drugs. These are the stories, the incidents that break the heart every day. The one who recognizes the zat of Allah will understand very well that the hearts of men are in the fingers of Rahman, and Allah turns the heart as He wishes. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the greatest recognizer of Allah. So he would say, Ya Musabbit al-Qulub, Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, O Allah, you are the one who changes hearts. Then he would say, please don't turn my heart away from your deen. Ya Muqallib al-Qulub, Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. The one who recognizes the sifat of Allah. When times are going a little hard, they do not fall in depression. They do not fall in tension. They do not fall in anger. For them it is Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi. Allah is most kind to His every servant. Yarzuqu man yasha. He will give sustenance how He wishes, when He wishes, to who He wishes. But when He gives more or when He gives less, it has nothing to do with His kindness getting less or getting more. Allahu Latif, Allah is most kind. The one who recognizes Allah will see the verse, وَلَوْ بَسَتَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ. That if Allah had to open up the doors of sustenance upon His servants, if their every wish had to be granted, if their every want had to be given, then instead of they remaining the servant of Allah, لَبَغَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ, they would have become the tyrant of the time. The one who recognizes the zat of Allah, huwa adhaka wa abka, Allah is the one who makes cry, Allah is the one who makes laugh. That individual will never say to somebody else, you know who I am, you know what I can do, I will make you cry, I will sort you out. The one who recognizes the zat of Allah, the word I falls away from his dictionary. And everything becomes abd. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat up. A person said to him, why do you eat like this? When we eat, we relax and we eat. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am not but the slave of Almighty Allah. I will eat like how a slave eats. I will drink like how a slave drinks. The one who recognizes the zat of Allah when he has to conquer, he will not conquer like a barbarian. He will not enter by killing, torturing, punishing, taking revenge. The one who recognizes Allah even in his conquests, he will enter with his head put down in sajda. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Makkah Mukarramah. His head was in sajda on the back of the animal. The one who recognizes Almighty Allah. When people make him upset and angry, and this world is like that, the one you trust the most sometimes is the one that hits you the hardest. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu would spend on his cousin, the cousin who had no one else to look after him. Aisha radiallahu anha was accused of zina. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to find out who was behind this. Names came out. Amongst the names, his cousin's name also came, that he also said something in this regard. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was so hurt. He said, had it been somebody else but you who I have done so much for? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, by Allah, after today I will never help you. Immediately verse of Quran is revealed. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَى. The one who is enjoying the kindness of Allah, the people of virtue, they should never ever take oaths like this. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهِ. Do they not desire that Allah must also forgive them? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu recognized Allah. He runs out of his house. He says, Abu Bakr wants the mercy of Allah. Abu Bakr wants the forgiveness of Allah. He says, Allah, I promise how much I used to give my cousin, I will double that amount. The one who recognizes Allah, very fast he is able to change his attitude. Very fast he is able to pull out from the traps of the devil. But the one who is blind is like an animal. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. He becomes worse than the animal. Sometimes in jealousy, the giraffe will hit the head of the other giraffe. But then one gives up, the other giraffe walks away. When the buck gives up, the other one goes away. They are fighting for the same partner. As soon as one gives up, the other lets it go. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. But in man, they become even worse. They're fighting for the same plot, the same business, the same girl, the same boy, the same money. Jealousy sets in, hatred sets in. Then the individual says, my heart will not get cool until I see the blood of the other. Even if the other party lets go, gives up, moves away, the jealousy is such that I will follow you, I will send someone for you, I will make you suffer, I will make you cry. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْغَافِلُونَ. Almighty Allah says, these are those that have become completely negligent of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, and indeed for Allah there are so many sifat, qualities, names. فَدُعُوهُ بِهَا. Call unto Allah with those names. Recognize Allah through those names. Make your understanding, your mind of the Zat of Allah through those names. وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ. As for those people who interfere, who fidget, who mess around with the sifat, with the names of Allah, leave them. سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. They will very soon see their punishment. The world has seen their punishment. We have seen it in the past. We see it in the present. We will see it in the future. There are those who saw it and took ibrat and lesson. There are those who saw it, studied it up till today, took no lesson. Historians have written regarding what is known as the Titanic. In its era, 1912, it was the best that the world had ever produced. On its maiden voyage, it was going to grab the richest of the rich. Its first class was like no other first class. Its third class was better than any other third class. What you would get in other places as second class or first class, this was third class. Maiden voyage. The magazine describes the Titanic as the unsinkable Titanic. It has double at the bottom. It has compartments that are watertight, unsinkable. It is written in its description that the elements of nature will never be able to interfere with this. Technology has reached its height, infallible, unbreakable. Who will ever say those words? The unsinkable, it is called. Who will ever say unsinkable except the one who has been completely blinded from Allah, or the one challenging Allah? وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ Almighty Allah says, they make their challenges. The world has already seen how I dealt with them. You will continue seeing. Take lesson. They felt the Titanic was unsinkable. We sometimes feel my garden will never give up. We sometimes feel my house will never fall. We sometimes feel my body will never ever fall into sickness. I have looked after it so well. I have always eaten the right things. I have always stuck to my diet. I have the best doctors. I have the best contacts. I have studied the situation very well. I am unsinkable. The child who's in university, he says, I just need to graduate now. Once I get my hand on that certificate, once I get my degree, then my life is set after that. The one who became blind that Allah is the one giving sustenance and Allah can make it tight. For him it is, if I walk on a certain path, money will come, happiness will come, contentment will come, pleasure will come, unsinkable Titanic. Maiden voyage, the message is sent that on your path there's a lot of ice, but the Titanic sees no ice. The moon is full. There are no clouds. The lookouts pick up. Iceberg ahead. The bell is rung. Immediately the engine is shut off. So fast, so quick. Engine is put in reverse. A turn is taken. There's a slight touch onto the iceberg. Few pieces of ice falls onto the top, onto the deck. The lookout heaves a sigh of relief. The captain takes out his sigh of relief. They start laughing and joking, and now they're walking. Unaware that under the water, there was a piece jagging out. What they call a 300-foot gash from the one side of the ship. And the water starts going in. Up till today, they are still trying to work out how did the water manage to break through. Unsinkable. Up till today, they are trying to investigate, because they do not understand this word that Allah is ghalib over everything. Water starts coming in. The siren is blown. 12 o'clock at night. People start waking up. The captain looks and he says that the ship will manage to stay up for another 1.5 hours. More than enough time to save everyone. Start bringing the boats down, lifeboats. Now they realize that they are only lifeboats 16. 16 lifeboats perhaps will serve if every lifeboat has to fill to capacity 1,500. But the ship has 3,300. First lifeboat falls, instead of 65 passengers, 25 jump in and it's already gone. And like that, at the end of the 1.5 hours, 2 hours, 700 people are on lifeboats. From 3,300, 700 are going to be moving in the waters, looking for safety. And the remaining, there's no boat. Some, they said, just went into their cabin, started smoking their cigar, looking at a painting of whatever there was. Some just went into the cabin, locked up the doors, and whatever they were going to do after they did. People never know what to do. And then about 2 o'clock in the morning, when that ship decided to now start going down, with over 2,000 passengers, as that ship started going to the depths of the water, at that time perhaps if anyone had the ability to hear, maybe he would have heard the ship ringing out loudly, Kullu man alayha fan. That remember, whatever is on the earth, on the surface, has to one day go. وَيَبَقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. The only thing that is everlasting is the being of Allah. When they challenged Allah with the name unsinkable, maiden voyage Allah took it to the bottom of the waters. You would have thought they would have taken lesson. Where they would take lesson? 1912, the Titanic unsinkable sinks. 1986, around there they have created the height of technology. It is called the, most likely the name was the Challenger. It's going to go into space. But that name, challenge, who they challenged? They challenged Almighty Allah. The Challenger. 73 seconds, that was all that it lasted. 73 seconds and the height of technology burst in front of the world. One person at that time wrote there that the Challenger today, the Titanic yesterday, due to which the confidence of man on the infallibility of technology is dropping. He says, despite us knowing that technology can never fail, who would ever write that? The one who had become blind to the qudrat of Allah. Ali radiallahu anhu would say, عَرَفْتُ رَبِّي بِفَسْخِ الْعَزَائِمِ. Whenever I would plan, whenever I would make sure everything is in place, everything is in check, and then at the last moment it would just collapse. For Ali radiallahu anhu, there was no depression, there was no anger, there was no tension, there was no asking the question why. He said, that's when I recognized my Allah, that He is in the one in charge, I am only put on this world to do my job. Whoever recognized Almighty Allah will always behave different from the one who is blind to Allah. The one who recognized Allah will see their names, will see their titles, will see their qualities, will see their talk, will see their walk. The one who became blind to Allah and the qualities of Allah, they will be the ones sinking. They will be the ones blowing up. May Allah tabarak ta'ala save us from that group. Then Allah says, وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Say it was, indeed we have created a huge amount of people for the fire of Jahannam. It is those people who have not recognized Allah through His sifat, through His names. وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا, then Allah says, and from the people we have created. May Allah make us all from this group. أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ. There is a nation that has found the path to their destination. وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. And using this path, using the knowledge they got, they also remain just in the world. يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam scream out happily. He said, this is my ummah. May Allah make us all from this. He said, this is my ummah. بِالْحَقِّ يَأْخُذُونَ. That when they take keeping in mind the Zat of Allah. Inheritance has to be distributed. They will not take 1 cent extra. They will not say no one knows. They will not say no one sees. They will not say no one will miss. Whatever they have to take, they will only take it bilhaqqi, on the basis of the truth. Because that 1 cent extra for them is that I am eating the fire of Jahannam. For them it will not be that their private has to be different from their public. They will not have to be told, do you know what you are doing when there is no one around? They will not have to be told, don't behave like an animal. Don't be so evil. يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ Their behavior is based on the truth. Allah's Nabi said, بِالْحَقِّ يَأْخُذُونَ When they have to take, they take it on the basis of the truth. وَبِالْحَقِّ يَقْدُونَ When they have to pass decisions and judgments, when they have to make decisions, then it is not their nafs and shaitan that makes the final call. It is on the basis of the truth. They know if I make a wrong decision today, I will have to answer in front of Allah tomorrow. They know if I make someone cry today, I will have to cry in front of Allah tomorrow. They know if I have to break a heart today, tomorrow I will be broken. If I have to steal land today, Allah will pull me to the bottoms of the earth tomorrow. وَبِالْحَقِّ يَقْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ يَأْخُذُونَ وَبِالْحَقِّ يَعْقُدُونَ May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala make every one of us amongst this jamaat. وَمِمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا From the people that we have created, there is a unique nation. يَهَدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ On the basis of the truth, they walk this path. And on the basis of the truth, they remain just with everyone else. وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا As for the one who is blind to my signs, سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ We will give them time, we will give them grace until a certain period. وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ I am indeed giving them rope. إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينَ But indeed, my plan is very, very strong. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save every one of us from having to fall into the anger of Allah. The sifat, the names of Almighty Allah were given to us all. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever will memorize. Better translation, whoever will encompass. Meaning whoever will try to understand, whoever will recognize, whoever will try to live their life on the basis of the names of Allah, they will find that they are this unique jamaat. بِالْحَقِّ يَأْخُذُونَ وَبِالْحَقِّ يَقْدُونَ Every decision will be based on the truth. Whenever they take, it will be based on the truth. As for the one who is blind, he will be the one who will say unsinkable. He will be the one who will say the challenger. In the next few years, the unsinkable Titanic was 1912. 1980 was what they called the Challenger. Now we reach 2020. By 2025, you will see the countries which are known as unbelievable. They might call it Neom, the city of the future. They might call it the line. Perhaps a person visiting, going for Umrah, will have to pass by this land. Perhaps the cheapest tickets will be landing north of Arabia, close to Sharm el-Sheikh. It will be such that if the friend goes, they will say, you haven't seen this. If you haven't seen it, you haven't seen anything. People will come with different sentences, different words. At that time, the one who recognized Allah will watch their tongue. They will never speak about the technology of man, that this is unbelievable, amazing, mind-boggling. For them it is, besides Allah, everything else got its time. Besides Allah, everything else will one day fall. Besides Allah, nothing has come to survive. In the city of the future, one of the sentences I read, which they said, a city where sickness will not enter. Who will ever say that except the one who is blind, that Allah is the one who makes sick and Allah makes better? They said, in the city where a person without a leg will enter, and he will not leave the city except that he is walking. Who would ever say that except the one who became blind, that Allah alone is Ash-Shafi? In the next few years, we are going to see this world where everything will call that I am the certain sifat of Allah which you are supposed to have recognized only in Allah. When those parts of the world technology will make that scream, It is the believer in Allah who will look at everything and he will say, Kullu man alayha fan. Whatever is on the surface will one day come to an end. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. And nothing but my Allah will remain. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make us all from those people. Let us not fall in love so much with technology that we become blind from the zat, from the sifat of Almighty Allah. Allah made us from that nation that from a young age we were introduced. We are reading Quran, we are understanding Quran, we are listening to bayanat. May Allah let us not be of the one who was mentioned. He is just like a dog. Whether you chase him or you leave him, his tongue will just be wagging. I want more, I want more. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all through the names of Almighty Allah, through the barakah of the names of Almighty Allah. Bless us all with your recognition of Almighty Allah. Through this recognition of Allah, let us never be blind because of the attractions, distractions that the devil lays out in front of us. Allah give us that eye that always sees the truth. Allah gives us that heart that always understands the truth. Allah gives us the ear that always hears the truth. Allah give us that nature that always submits to the truth. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.